Emotional flooding is when we are overwhelmed by what it is that's happening and we feel threatened and we feel like we can't cope. Our system kicks in to help us with that. There is a flood of hormones, adrenaline and cortisol primarily, that come rushing in to prepare us for dealing with this threat. With emotional flooding, we're in a fight for our life. Mostly this is emotional and it's relational. We're in a fight with somebody and we feel threatened. We get highly activated with cortisol and adrenaline, and we're not thinking clearly. It actually takes 20 or 25 minutes for this flood of hormones and chemicals to work its way through the body. The importance of recognizing emotional flooding is that we can disengage or postpone conversations that could lead to a lot of harm and hurt if we were to engage in them while we're in this fight for my life mode. So if you're starting to feel overwhelmed, you're activated in your body, you have that flood of adrenaline and cortisol, then that's the time to take a step back. It's almost always possible to tell the person that you're talking with or the people, hey, I'm feeling like I need to have a break from this. I'm going to go for a walk for 15 or 20 minutes and then I'll be back. You can set a time that would work for both of you. And in this way, you can avoid those blow-ups that are often so hard to do damage control after. When we have a blow up, we can say things that are very hurtful, and it's hard to do damage control after. Trust has been compromised. It's so much better to recognize it as it's starting to come up in the body and to take steps to disengage until our prefrontal cortex, the more sophisticated, better developed part of our brain, comes back online. And then we can work with whatever it is that's coming up in a more reasonable way. The results will be much better.